Hey y'all, what's good? Welcome to Wake Up With Love. I am so glad you chose to start your morning with us today. This is a sacred space cultivated with spirit, heart, and purpose designed to support you in becoming the greatest expression of the massive blessing you came into this world to be. So let's get into it. Yes, yes, y'all. Beautiful ride to you, plentiful plow. Oh, today is a sweet day. Today is a sweet day. And how I know today is a sweet day is because I am here with breath in my lungs, choice on my mind, and the ability of another chance to do slightly greater than that which I was able to do yesterday. For each day I'm able to learn from my successes and my mistakes, the takes that don't go quite as well as I believe they could. And hopefully I have another chance for a retake. And so today is another chance for me to be closer in step of what God made me to be and less of what the world told me I was supposed to be. And I got a great conversation for you today. Conversation is breaking down the word convenience. I'm so excited because I'm skeptical of the word in general. Anything that starts with the word con, I believe is worthy of suspicion. That's an interesting beginning, right? For any word. And so I thought today as I'm driving, hey, let me look up for the people and myself. What is the etymology? What is the historical history of the breakdown of the word convenience? You're never going to believe this. You know what the first word is? The first word is agreeable. You know what the second word is? Is conformity. The third, resemblance. The fourth, similarity. Condition of being suitable. Adaptation to existing conditions, y'all. Adaptation to existing conditions. So when people are selling us convenience, this, I believe, is the hidden cost that no one speaks about, which allows them to sell one thing to millions of people who are all infinitely different. So let's break that down. And the love ship, right, on the love boat, which is what we're on right now. If you're joining me, you are stepped into the love boat for a moment in time, and we're going to take a journey together. And my prayer is that when the show is over and the ride is over, turn you back to your life feeling better than when I picked you up, when you chose to spend your time with me. Now, your attention is one of the most priceless things you have. Where you choose to focus it is an investment, and what you receive in return is your dividends. Did you receive more energy, more focus, more love, more clarity, more courage to be the individual reflection of the design that you were made to be? Did I leave you feeling like more, like the fact that you were actually made in the image of the divine and given dominion over the earth? Did I leave you feeling more capable of doing the thing you were made to do? Like, it's amazing how you go to the store and you buy something, and you expect it to work, right? The toaster said it's going to toast, so you buy it and you expect it to toast. The refrigerator says it's going to keep your stuff cold. If you buy it new, you plug it in, you expect it to keep stuff cold. Well, I promise you, you were made for a reason. So why aren't we expecting ourselves to work? Why isn't the expectation that God made us, we said we would come here to do something, and that we are going to be effective at doing that? Now, that is definitely a loaded question because there's so many stimuli in the world. But however, for my moment, for this morning, for the rant that I'm on, for the soapbox that you've given me the honor of holding in your life for a few moments of your morning on the Wake Up With Love show, on the love boat, as we continue this journey, I'm inviting you to look at the hidden cost and convenience, y'all. Because I'm saying you did not come here to adapt to the situation that is. You came here to transform your own internal system so that you can create a system that actually works for you. It is the complete opposite, then, of convenience. It is actually inconvenient to find courage and willingness to bring something beautiful into the world. And the beautiful thing is you don't have to fight against the system that is. That system is working for many, many, many people, or at least they believe it to be working for them, which is good enough, right? It's one and the same. For it working or they believe it's working is one and the same. So that's none of our business. What is our business is our internal alchemy, y'all. How you feel right now is 100% your business. How you feel in 5 minutes from now is 100% your business. And so, once again, I always want to take a deep breath because I get riled up and I get excited and I start speaking a lot of words in very quick timelines. However, as we take a deep breath and we lean into what I'm saying, and I'm hoping you are, if you're still listening, that you're leaning in, you're already on the boat, might as well see what this guy is up to, if he's going to leave you off with more than he found you. And I guarantee you, you're going to get something here because God works every time we work with God. God works every time that we work with God. So my prayer is that everyone listening, we find grace and compassion for the whole matrix that we were born into, that we learn that it's not our jobs to change anyone's heart. It's not our jobs to lead anywhere and anywhere. It's our job. I'm inviting. It's my job, and you may agree it is my job to find out why God made me one of a kind. Why, when you could have made me look and feel and be like everyone else, it would have made life so much easier. Humans probably would have still found the reason to divide, but it would have made it harder. But you didn't. You made us each one of a kind. Now, the interesting thing is biologically we're like 97% the same. Then we have 3% differs, but then we have other people on the planet that share 2% of that with us, our skin tone, our hair, meaning someone could tell you how to do your curly hair. Someone could tell you how to treat your skin tone with the sun. Someone could teach you, you know, how to hydrate and all the things that we share. But there's 1% of you that nobody but you and God will ever be able to explore in authenticity, in integrity. That is your journey. Now, if you're not fed well, if you don't have energy, if you are in an unwell state, if your mind isn't well, your body isn't well, your confidence isn't well, your self-will muscle isn't well, if any aspect of your budget and your financial world isn't well, if any of you isn't well, it makes you a lot harder to truly focus on that 1%. And so that's why we honor all aspects of this human existence, but we never lose fact that the 1% is the magic percent. And everything else, we work on it so that we can get to the 1%. That is my invitation. Obviously, I don't have to say this. You're on the love boat, listening to love, spout love, and his idea of love that was given to him, to the divine, to you. So take it as you will, but this is just how I see the world, and I believe there's fruit in this, because one thing that I can tell you for sure is although the world can see me as not being successful in the world's game, I am super effective in God's game. And that's why in my suffering, I have more fruits of the spirit than many people have that would be considered to be winning the worldly game. They have the toys. They have the budget. They have the recognition. They have all of the things that people are looking for us to have, right? However, even in what the world would consider dysfunction, I am certain internally I have a magistry that most people that have external wins do not have internally. And now the goal is to match them in the external expression as well. And it's taken me 45 years to get here to be this live, this alive, this present, this uncontrolled with you, meaning I don't have my other mind working right now. I am 100% being in the moment. And so I might have been able to say everything I said today better than I said it, but I said it the best I could today. And when I listen back, I'll learn if I can say it better. And you better believe I will be back here 7 a.m. tomorrow morning with an even sweeter message than I was able to give you today. So tune in for it every day, 7 a.m., 7 Mountain Time, because the mountains take a long time. They hold it. And I say, let's take the mountain, y'all. Whenever you're going uphill, go with force. Go with intention. Take the mountain of your life, y'all, because at the mountain type is when you get the clearer view. You get that 360. You get that eagle view. And so then when you come back down, you have a better idea of where you actually are. It's sometimes harder to see the water in the tank. Sometimes you need that respite of outside, of breath, of meditation to actually recognize where you are and how you are in any moment. So that's my invitation. Please take a second guess of what are the costs of the convenience that we are being sold. And does it actually lead you back to the full amplification and expression of the 1% of you that is only you, and that is what makes us all the same. We all have that. And it's all juicy, and it's all part of the puzzle, and it's all important and necessary if we are going to experience, even in a smaller group, the magic of God's plan on earth at this moment in time. I pray for you a plentiful plow today. May all your efforts be fruitful in growing fruits of the Spirit present in your life and the lives of all you come in contact with. I love you more than words can say. Hope you join me tomorrow. Once again, I just spouted a lot, but this is a communal conversation. I'm literally on Black Talk Radio for one reason, your ability to speak with me and me speak with you. So I ask you to please help me honor that fact, that that is why we are here on this platform. Other platforms have better sound. Other platforms have better reach. Other platforms have better options. But no other platform gave me the opportunity for you to call in. And so that's why I'm here. I'm here for you and to express myself, to practice being more and more love without fear, without concern, with more courage, with more grace day after day. Love you, y'all. We out. All right, beautiful people. Thank you for listening. If you were moved by what you heard today, you know what to do. Like it, share it, spread the love around. Until next time. Actually, there's someone on hold here. And I don't know if they were trying to call in. Hello there. Is someone there? Caller, caller with a 708-475 number. Are you there with us? All right. Well, beautiful. If you were listening, thanks for calling in. Please excuse me. I was on a rant. And that isn't that amazing that I made this for people to call in, and I didn't even look to see if anyone was there. So please excuse me if I missed you. Once again, you are the reason I am here. So please call in again next time. I will catch you. Closer attention to the board. Love you much, y'all. So many blessings. Once again, we're out.